The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about rules of life in Islam, so be with us. Assalamu alaikum. Today, Monday, is the 21st of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, and 19th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, 10th of July 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, you listen to today's special. And of course, we'll listen to Ayah 48 of chapter Maida from the Holy Quran and its interesting point.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ فَاحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ ولا تتبع أهواءهم عما جاءك من الحق لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا ولو شاء الله لجعلكم أمة واحدة ولكن ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم فاستبقوا الخيرات إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون.
And we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, the book in truth, confirming that which preceded it of the scripture, and as a criterion over it. So judge between them by what Allah has revealed, and do not follow their inclinations away from what has come to you of the truth. To each of you we prescribed a law and a method. Had Allah willed, He would have made you one nation united in religion. But He intended to test you in what He has given you. So race to all that is good. To Allah is your return altogether, and He will then inform you concerning that over which you used to differ.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
After pointing to the books of the former prophets, there is an indication in this verse to the situation of the Quran, the signs of which adapt to what has been recorded in the former heavenly books. Fundamentally, all the heavenly books are paralleled in principles, and their pursuit is the same goal that is training and improving the human race.
Come from one, the seed has spread. The dawn of light has split from white to blues and reds. Behind it all, there must be more. Seven colors of day shed the light of your way. Have I found what is lying behind the fire in your eyes? Do you see what I see? What I see, what I see. See what I see, what I see.
On the previous episode of today's special, we open a new topic entitled Rules of Life in Islam. Today we continue. Islam means to submit freely to the commandments and will of the one and only Allah. This submission should come from within, from sound belief in and conviction to Allah with no doubt. It should also come from love, trust, and affection. Islam is a simple and practical religion. It has established clear and easily understandable beliefs and laws that any follower or student of the religion can easily understand. Islam affirms belief in a decent, civilized society. Islam also does not demand impossible goodness of its followers, but it recognizes that all human beings make mistakes and sin. Islam preaches peace, mercy, justice, tolerance, equality, love, truth, forgiveness, patience, morality, sincerity, and righteousness.
One day a man came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and he asked him to prove the existence of the Almighty God. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told him, listen, before I bring you scientific or empirical or clear-cut proofs that establish the existence of the Almighty God, let me just tell you something very clear. And this goes the argument. He tells him that, imagine that God does exist. For the sake of argument, let's say that He may exist. It's a possibility. Now, if He exists and you believe in Him, then you've achieved salvation. Then you will have obeyed the Almighty God and you will receive that great reward in the hereafter. You will go to paradise. So for the sake of argument, if God does actually exist and you believe in Him, then you will go to heaven. Now, if He does actually exist, but you don't believe in Him, then you will go to hell. You will be subjected to His wrath and punishment. The reward of God is eternal. It's infinite. And His punishment for those who stubbornly and arrogantly reject Him is also eternal. The Holy Quran states those who reject the Almighty God knowingly and stubbornly, then they will be subjected to an infinite punishment in the hereafter. Now if we assume that the Almighty God does not exist, and you turn out to believe in Him, what have you lost? Did you lose anything? Yes, maybe you could say that a few days of my life were wasted because I was obeying the Almighty God. I was following His instructions. But when you compare this finite, this very limited loss to the infinite loss in the hereafter, it's nothing. When you compare any number, bring me the greatest number in the world. When you bring me a specific number and you compare it to infinity, it doesn't mean anything. It cannot even be compared to infinity.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
This is today's special and golden rules of success. And of course, we follow the Prophet Muhammad's strategy. There is ease in difficulty to see advantage in disadvantage. Whenever one is faced with a problem, he or she never despair. This is always a silver lining that presents itself to the true believers. When a calamity strikes, the individual may proceed to follow one of two approaches. The first and most followed approach is to feel down, stressed out, hopeless, and completely helpless because they concentrate on the negative part of the difficult problem or dilemma or calamity one is facing. This is the approach of those who are not trained to resort to Allah and His infinite wisdom. They usually fail and are never noticed. The second approach is that of those who believe in Allah and the fact that there is always a silver lining to every test of difficulty presented by Allah. So, we rely on Allah in our daily lives.
I only knew love when I knew love of Thee. I sealed up my heart against my enemy. I stood long in converse with thee who doth see my heart's inner secrets, but thou I don't see.
We need to direct our focus. Instead of relying on our own self and other things, we should rely for our needs and wants on Allah. It means that we must put our maximum efforts into doing things with the belief that Allah will pave the best way for us. You should search for different job posts, believing in your heart that Allah will take you to the right place. For attaining good grades in a school or college, you must study hard with complete trust on Allah. If you want to get married, put your trust in Allah that He is the best planner. For any wish you have, you must deep on the ultimate one, Allah. As a weak human being, you cannot carry your burdens on your own. Reliance on Allah will ease your nerves and help you to get through life challenges.
One of the tafsirs of this verse, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, is this. There are some people whose hearts become hard. قَاسِيَة. Why? مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Because of prayer, because of the remembrance of Allah, because of the Quran, because they pray, 10 minutes later, they make a joke out of their prayer. They violate the laws of God. They read the Quran, 10 minutes later, they disobey the Quran. When you mock the Quran practically like that, you get close, you get farther and farther from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to achieve success. This is a word that we're very familiar with. Many times when you're praying for your brothers and sisters, you say, وَفَّقَكَ اللَّهِ, اللَّهِ وَفَّقَكَ. Tawfiq is very simple. I don't need to give you a philosophical explanation. Tawfiq means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sees millions and billions and trillions of factors at play, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes all those factors work for your success. That's the basic meaning of tawfiq. Allah puts you in the right place, in the right moment, inspires you to do the right thing, you become successful.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today. And inshallah, of course, we meet you soon in another episode of today's special. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. Let us enlighten our minds and souls with some bezels of wisdom from the Holy Prophet's first infallible successor, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Peace be upon him. He who is deserted by friends and relatives will often find help and sympathy from strangers.
selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
It guides us through life. It has taught us everything. We should learn and appreciate what it gives us. And try to apply them to our daily lives. How is it possible? By means of Quran.
این خوندن قرآن و تلاوت قرآن قدم اول است برادران من این قدم آخر نیست.
Reading and recitation of the Quran is the first step, brothers, not the last one.
هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين.
It is he who has sent his apostle with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it prevail over all religions, though the polytheists should be averse.
والذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
تلاوت قرآن با صوت خوش با آداب که شیبه خاصی دارد، موسیقی خاصی دارد، روش خاصی دارد، اینها چیزای لازمی است.
Recitation of the Quran in nice tones should be performed according to particular methods and tones.
اما این کافی نیست.
But it's not enough.
ولا تتفرقوا فيه.
مشکل بزرگ مسلمانان دنیا دوری از قرآن. دوری از قرآن. از قرآن.
Muslims' major problem is losing touch with the Quran. Quran. Quran.
كتاب الله.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This hadith is about trials and tribulations and their connection with God's love for his servants. You know, usually when we are afflicted with a trial, afflicted with a problem, you know, and we usually become agitated, a lot of times we think we must have done something bad, you know, that would warrant us to become afflicted with such a, you know, affliction or with such a problem. Let's say somebody, you know, is, you hear this a lot, you know, somebody is, performs all his religious responsibilities and duties. He prays on time, he fasts, you know, he gives charity and everything. Let's say that he ends up losing his job nevertheless. Sometimes he thinks, this person, complains and says, well, I didn't do anything wrong. Why would God afflict me with such a problem? He should reward me. I should get a raise or I should get a promotion. To the contrary, I've been laid off from my job. Or, you know, he might get sick. He might become afflicted, God forbid, with some incurable disease, or, you know, one of his, God forbid, one of his children, you know, might become sick or something. So a lot of people complain and they say that, well, we didn't do anything wrong. Why would we warrant such an affliction or such a malady, such a calamity? This is a misgiving and an incorrect assumption. When we refer to the beautiful hadith of the Ahlul Bayt, we see that in some of these hadith, it has been mentioned that the problems and the trials and the tribulations which we human beings sometimes become afflicted with, sometimes they are often bounties which Allah gives His His servants. Why does He do that? Because He knows that certain servants are patient. So He knows that they are good people, they're patient people, and they can bear these trials and tribulations with patience, and they won't lose their patience at these times. So God gives them, He sends these, problems upon His servants, so, as a test, so that when they react in a positive and in a good manner, their rewards can increase in the hereafter and in the akhirat. By way of example, and this is a very beautiful hadith, the Prophet said, Allah feeds His believing servant with ordeals like a mother feeds her child. Just like a mother would feed her child with love and affection, God Almighty, He also gives His believing servant, meaning His servant who He knows is a believer and is a mu'min and will bear those trials with patience, He gives them those problems so that the believer can grow, by facing those trials and tribulations. And so because of this, we say that opposite to what we saw those people assumed, it's the people who haven't been, afflicted with problems who are despised by God, not the ones who have been afflicted with them. This is why Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, I hate for a man to be immune to ordeals in this world's life and not suffer any afflictions. This is something that the Imam does not wish upon any of his companions, any of his followers. He wishes for them to be tried and for them to be afflicted with these problems so that they can, grow by means of dealing with them in a positive manner. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at trials and ordeals as bounties by God in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 58 of Surah An-Nisa on page 87. So brothers and sisters, the same as Fawad Haider and Ali Nasser, open your Quran, turn to page 87, Ayah what?
58.
Let's listen everybody to the recitation first.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanati ila ahliha وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَنْ تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا.
ما شاء الله, nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. A very, very important point here, Allah Almighty says, and that's it. That's about delivering the trusts of people to themselves, okay, to the owners, the amanat, okay, and also about like judgment. Allah Almighty talks something, says something important. So let's see what Allah Almighty says then. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Let me recite it once. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعم ما يعظكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا. Very important points here. إن الله يأمركم, O Muslims, indeed, O Muslims, because Allah Almighty talks to the Muslims. Yeah, it's not mentioned here, but totally Allah Almighty is mentioning the rules. Or even here, Allah Almighty talks in general, okay? In general. So indeed, Allah commands you to deliver the trusts, the amanat, okay? Ila ahliha, to their rightful owners. Alright? وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, and when you judge between people, أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ, Allah Almighty commands you to what? To judge with fairness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ. Excellent indeed is what Allah advises you. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing and
all-seeing.
So the very important point. One of the like the name, the titles of our Prophet, Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was what? Was al-amin, the trustworthy. Even the, like Muslims were like leaving their trusts, okay, their properties, before Prophet, and Prophet was a like keeping them for the friends and the other Muslims, okay? And even non-Muslims, the mushrikeen, the enemies of the Prophet, because Prophet was well known as a trustworthy person, okay? So the enemies would leave their properties before the Prophet. And Prophet was like keeping them safely, okay? And when the Prophet left in Laylatul Mabit, okay, in the night of the night that Prophet left the Mecca towards Medina, okay, Imam Ali alayhi salam slept in his bed, yes? That day, that night, Prophet told Imam Ali alayhi salam that you stay here, okay? And I have some trusts from the people, okay? You have to deliver to them back, okay? Then Imam Ali alayhi salam delivered them and he saw that, yeah, some trusts are from the enemies. Those who are plotting against the Prophet. Those who are planning to kill the Prophet. Prophet had trust from them and Prophet never what? Wronged to them. Even you should be that much trustworthy, okay, that your enemies should be able to put something as a trust in front, before you, okay? And you should keep it. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ This is أَمْرُ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ From Allah Almighty. أَنْ تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا it could be many things. It's not only about properties. Look, a teacher. For example, me. I really have to be careful about my job, okay? Because, for example, the students are the trusts, the amanat of their parents. Look, my teacher was telling me this important point. I loved this point, okay? He was always telling me that, Mr. Fasihi, if you, okay, go and teach somewhere, you should be very much careful that these kids, the kids that they come and learn Quran from you, they come and learn Islamic studies from you, okay? They are the amanat from Lady Zahra and Imam Ali alayhi salam. They are the Shia of Ali. They are the followers of the Prophet. You should be very careful. Okay? You should be very careful of what you teach them. How you behave with them. And he told me that your intention must be this. That whenever you go, you say, Oh Allah Almighty, I'm gonna help, okay, your slaves. Your slaves. And also the Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So please help me.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant. For his servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
That's all guys. Time is running out. We have to go to the Tajweed rules. But yeah, that was the points that we mentioned, okay? Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, I'll learn more about them. Brothers and sisters, it's time to mention some points, tajweed points, and then practice the recitation. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ The first one is about the pronunciation of the word Allah. It's pronounced heavily if there is a fatha or a dhamma sound right before. إِنَّ has a fatha, Allah, so there is a fatha before Allah, pronounce it. Heavily. Yes, Ali Nasir?
Yes.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ Hide the sound of noon sakin here in this word. أَن تُؤَدُّ الأمانات
Skip
the waw. Skip Hamzatul Wasl. تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ Aha. Mim sakin plus ba. Hide the sound of
ميم
حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا أن نون ساكن بس دا إخفاء hide the sound of نون here as well بالعدل جيم says it's okay if you stop or continue
قلقلة
yeah عدل ما شاء الله قلقلة دال on the دال bouncing sound عدل عدل إن الله ni'imma, mim mushaddad, nun mushaddad. You should prolong it for two counts, the sound, okay? And a nasal sound also. Ya'idhukum bihi, mim sakin plus ba, the same as hakamtum bayna an-nas, hide the sound of mim. Ya'idhukum bihi. Qila tells you
it's better to stop.
So stop here, it's better. Inna Allaha kana sami'an basira.
Iqlab.
Change the sound of tanween here to a hidden mim sound. Sami'an basira. That's all. So, these points are important, okay? Now we will practice the recitation. Fawad and Ali Nasir, repeat after me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس
إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس
أحسن بين الناس وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل
وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ
إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ
إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ
أَحْسَنْتُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا
إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ بِلِسْيُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ That's all for today. Brothers and sisters, stay with IRB English Radio, inshallah. Thank you so much, Fawad and Ali Nasir. Thanks for being with us today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wal'an alahum ajma'in.
Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we were discussing the reality of the status of the supplicants. We have counted up to six stages for the status of the supplicants. In the first stage, the supplicant is only looking for his own request and nothing else. Of course, he has resorted to the Almighty Allah, and this is what really needs to be grateful for. In the second stage, the supplicant is looking for the contentment of the Almighty Allah. In the third stage, the supplicant is aware of the fact that the Almighty Allah is totally aware of his state, so he knows that the Almighty Allah suffices him. In the fourth stage, which is the stage of the infallible imams of the prophets, the supplicant has no want or desire because he knows the secrets of the creation. In the fifth stage, the supplicant asks God only because of his faith. We had a look at some of the words of Lady Fatima and also other infallible imams. Now, the sixth stage is the position of an individual whose request, "I invoke you to let me get to you," has been accepted. So, you see, in the previous stage, we described the words of the infallibles, that they asked the Almighty Allah to be among the best ones. وَجَعَلِّي مِن صَفْوَتِكَ. O Allah, make me among your choice. مِنْكَ أَطْلُبُ الْوُصُولَ إِلَيْكَ. Guide me to you. Let me get to you. أَنْتَ غَايَةُ مَطْلُوبِي وَمُنَى. You are the end of my hopes and wishes. So these requests of the fifth stage, they are all totally accepted. And now the supplicant, the individual, is in the sixth stage. So his request is accepted and has reached such a servant, has reached such a state in which nobody thinks to ask for such a position. In order to understand this more, in order to elaborate on that, we can refer to the words of Ziyara Jami'a. So, in this ziyara, we read, فَبَلَغَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ أَشْرَفَ مَحَلِّ الْمُكَرَّمِينَ وَأَعْلَى مَنَازِلِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Allah has granted you the most honored positions, the highest rank of the closest ones to you. وَأَرْفَعَ دَرَجَاتِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The highest positions of the prophets. حَيْثُ لَا يَلْحَقُهُ لَاحِقٌ وَلَا يَفُوقُهُ فَاهِقٌ. The kind of station that no one reaches, no one exceeds, no one proceeds or ever thinks to get. وَلَا يَطْمَعُ فِي إِدْرَاكِهِ طَامِعٌ حَتَّى لَا يَبْقَى مَلَكٌ مُقَرَّبٌ. There is no angel. وَلَا نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٌ. There is no prophet. وَلَا صِدِّيقٌ وَلَا شَهِيدٌ. There is no truthful one, no martyr. وَلَا عَالِمٌ وَلَا جَاهِلٌ. There is no learned or unlearned man. إِلَّا عَرَّفَهُمْ جَلَالَةَ أَمْرِكُمْ. Unless Allah has made them know your loftiness. And this is special to the infallible imams.
I remember when I first met you. Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad abaz. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, there is one point to be noticed regarding these different stages of supplication. The delicate point to be observed regarding the supplications of the infallible imams is the fact that they have left for the believers an ocean of knowledge from which each individual takes benefit according to his own capability. So these beloved ones have instructed us to take our wants and desires, either small or big, from our God. It is not to be asked why do the infallibles ask the Almighty Allah, because they are always aware of the secrets of this world and the other. No, it is actually having a look at this great ocean of knowledge, we understand that they have transmitted their knowledge to us, their lifestyles to us, even history to us through these supplications. The secret behind this issue is that these honorable ones have established a kind of school which instructs everybody. These scholars have opened up the doors of prosperity to everybody. So, in supplication, a special aptitude is not required. The educational school of supplication is different from other kinds of schools that everybody can take in it freely and everybody can benefit from it in accordance with his specific taste. No. In other words, the inclusive nature of knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt, this kind of knowledge of the infallible imams, makes their knowledge so pervasive that everybody can enjoy it anywhere in the world, and it is not specific for a location. It is in accordance with this expression, يَمَنْ دَنَا فِي عُلُوِّهِ يَمَنْ عَلَى فِي دُنُوِّهِ. O you who are near, though you are so high, and you are high even in your nearness. And this delicate issue can be found only in the school of supplication and not in other educational schools. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through
every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Answering your doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is with me in the studio to answer questions on Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, some people have always asked the question and doubted about the justice or adala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they see so many different people from different social classes, some of them rich, some of them poor, some of them smart, some of them not as smart, and they link all these to the sole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they say He has created people this way, so this is Allah's problem and Allah's mistake. Is it so, Shaykh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For sure, justice is one of the main features and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But does it mean that justice requires all the people to be in the same position and status, with the same capacity, wealth, and smartness, and so on and so forth? For sure, the answer is negative. Mm-hmm. Imagine a world in which all the people enjoy the, similar characteristics in terms of wealth and whether they are smart. And yes. Imagine everybody on this earth enjoy the same IQ and EQ. And so, for sure, all the people will go